All right, welcome back to the pregame show, College Station High School Football. Coach, we hadn't got a chance to interview you, me personally, since you won the state championship. And how exciting is that, that you win the state championship, you have to go through the spring or play some guys, come back, and you start at zero. It's great when you, when you're coming off a loss, but how much fun is it coming off? You're the last team standing in your division to win a state championship.
I think it's something you talk about for years. At the end of the season, there's only one happy team. And you know, fortunately, last year we were that happy team. So, but you come back, and it's Christmas time. You're done. You come right back and go to work, and you start over again. And although you have a lot of new faces, we have a lot of kids that went through that whole run last year. So it's been a fun off season, a fun summer, because I like the way the kids are working and their attitude about things, and kind of our approach.
It's been, you know, you've talked this whole time about, you know, compartmentalizing a week at a time, putting seasons to bed before you started the next one. Anything different when you're coming off a state championship? And if you weren't the hunted before, you're certainly the hunted now.
Yes, we talk to the kids about that a lot. And I think that's a good thing when you're in that position, because we were hunting a long time too, but still want to make sure that we're take that, and you take it with a grain of salt, but also you use it as a little bit of a vault into the season. But again, I kind of go back to the fact that I like the way that I think each senior class kind of wants to make their own mark, and I think the senior class is no different. So they came back, went to work, younger guys joined them, and again, I think the off season, the summertime has been fun to coach these guys.
You've been through that. We started with a huge senior class that left when you became a varsity program. You've had college guys and just program guys, you know, in each of these classes. How much did last year's juniors that played a lot of football, when they get a chance to be the leaders, embrace that role? Because, you know, well, there were some leaders in that group, obviously, but last year's seniors really had been the ones that pulled that rope from the front.
Right. I think they've done a great job. This is a very tight-knit group of seniors for us. They played ball together for a long time, and I mentioned the other day they played a lot of 7-on-7 together, a lot of baseball together, peewee football, Pop Warner football. It's just a tight group of kids. It's not the number we had last year. We're probably about 8 to 9 shorter than we were last year in a senior class. But again, I think it's just a very tight knit group of guys. So, and we selected our captains today. I think it was pretty obvious when they selected the captains, how they feel about each other, and the number of kids that got votes. So again, I'm really proud where these kids have stepped up, and you know, they kind of been waiting in the wings.
Brandon Williams, who played a lot of football for you last year, this time a year ago, your backup quarterback sprains an ankle. You know, he then really became a wide receiver tight end for you. How important was it for him to kind of establish some identity? And then, you know, with Blake, your other quarterback, who played so well against Westlake, for you to have guys that are going to lead that offense from the front?
That's one thing. They're very... system type guys. You know, they've done a great job all the way back down into when they were freshmen. You know, that group nobody knows about. Brandon Joseph was also a quarterback in this group, and he was moved up onto the black team as a ninth grader, a JV team, so I could separate all the quarterbacks and they could all get good playing time. Then as a sophomore, we moved him to safety, and that's worked out pretty well for him. But at the same time, it's huge to be able to have that type of confidence and knowledge of what's going on with what we do, because our system has been, you know, pretty much the same. We make some small changes, but I think those guys, do a great job behind center, and also, again, having the opportunity to play back there and do those things. And like Blake coming in last year in a very big ball game, and Brandon played in a lot of big ball games last year, not much at quarterback, but the previous 2 years, you know, he'd been, you know, throwing the ball around a bunch. So last year was definitely different for him. He was down with a lineman at times, you know, blocking as a tight end. He's at the receivers at times, worked with the quarterbacks every day. So he was a jack of all trades last year.
Yeah, you talked about Brandon Joseph, and you've had some great guys in the secondary, and safety's been a strength for your program the whole time you've been here. How important is it for that guy with the game that happens in front of him to have a senior leader back there and a college prospect?
Well, you know, he is the quarterback back there on defense, and I think with the kids that are coming back with him and Jordan Bellows on the other side, who played a ton of ball last year for us at safety and actually moved down the corner at times, and then Ryan Stapp at the other corner, you know, a lot of knowledge right there with those guys. And when I say knowledge, it's more, you know, obviously they know what they're doing, but it's game experience knowledge. And Garrett Draper right up there just scooting up in front of him about 4 or 5 yards, played a lot of ball last year too. So, you know, hopefully that translates into a very strong secondary for us.
Coach, I think we talked about it for about 6 weeks last year, how early season tough tests got you ready for the rest of the year when you got into district play. It was kind of the storm last year opened up the door for you to, you know, really have some great teams come in and be on your non-district schedule. Well, you kind of planned it this year. When you're talking about Foster Falcons, Huntsville, you know, you've got teams that are going to play for district championships that are really going to give you a tough test to start with, and that really set a tone and helped your team as the year went along.
I think, you know, this is time of the year. I would hate to come out of these first three non-district games and not feel like one of two things: feel too good about what we're doing, or not know enough about ourselves. I think you have to go out and give yourself the opportunity to be exposed and find out, you know, where your weaknesses are. This is an area we thought we were really strong, maybe not as strong there as we thought we were. This is an area we need to improve, and also get out there and test your special teams out against this kind of speed. So when I look at Richmond Foster, to me, it was kind of I'm not going to say a no-brainer, but to be able to play them, and Coach McDowell does a good job with that squad, and they've been right there the last couple of years, that I think it's definitely a good matchup for us to get a test like that.
They're going a little bit of transition. Had 60 seniors last year. You've been through that. They've also going to split up the talent a little bit with a new school coming on board. And then the coach had an opportunity to go to Baylor. He decided to come back. That's been a great football town, and they've really won a lot of games the last 4 years. I think it's 42 wins and really establishing his program there.
I think the one thing we'll look at, you know, his opportunity to leave there and then change his mind so quickly. Obviously, he had something there he wanted to finish, and knowing the kids that were coming back, because I know that's a very hard thing to do, to leave a group, and he's got a very good group coming back this year. So number-wise and stuff, yeah, when you split and open up schools, I get all that. But what they do with their program and the way they produced the last, you know, 4 years or so is second to none. So there's no doubt that they've got a program that's definitely going to be a tough one.
Talk about the line of scrimmage play. They've got a D1 prospect at in the nose and an interior, a good defensive end, and then they've also got an offensive tackle that's going to kind of stand over everybody, a 6'8" sophomore who started 13 games from last year. This is going to be a great battle in the trenches where you have some newcomers in some new spots.
Yes, I think that's one of the things you look at. Again, we talk about the speed all the time, but also they have also been very large the last few years, good-looking kids and both sides of the ball. So I think we're going to be definitely tested and find out where we're at, because we do have some kids returning on the offensive line, and we have some kids that are up and coming. That, and we need to see that. We need to see what's going to be like to press against those guys with that kind of size and that kind of speed. And then offensively, what you're going to do to keep them getting pushed around, because they are big up front, and that young man is definitely one that is no doubt a D1 prospect and played a lot of games. It's hard to imagine being a freshman playing, let alone being a freshman playing on the interior. So that just doesn't happen very often.
Last year, you took two losses in non-district. Obviously, your team knew that their season wasn't defined by that. Is that a good thing a year later when you're talking about coming off a state title, that your guys experienced some adversity and bounced back from it and had a great year? Because with your non-district this year, you could take a loss and you will learn from your team when they see some adversity.
Yes, again, I'll go back and talk about last year. Is the one thing I loved about the group last year – they didn't bat an eye. They didn't listen to anything anybody was saying. You know, they start out 1-2, and you know, here this group had hardly ever lost a game all the way through 7th through 11th grade. So you turn around and lose two ball games, and all of a sudden, you know, you're look kind of checking yourself. But they didn't bat an eye last year. And so I think this group's kind of the same way, a different leadership style. But again, I think they understand what we're trying to get done in pre-district. We don't talk about it a lot, but they know we schedule up where we can to make sure we're going to get a good look. So again, you know, it didn't really regardless. You come out of this, you come out of the non-district schedule, wins and losses, although it's a pride thing, we'll make sure we're ready to go for that first district game. And I think this is definitely going to test us for that.
Thanks and good luck, Coach.
I appreciate it.
That's Coach Steve Hupp. Each and every week here in the pregame show, we get you ready for College Station Cougar football with Coach Steve Hupp. And we'll be back, take a look at those starting lineups when we return here. This is College Station Cougar football.